Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everyone. Welcome a Friday edition, The Drive, here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you until 6 o'clock. Tom Thurber is the engineer of the show. Max Fowler produces. The phone number is 869-1240. Boy, they haven't been here in a while.
Well, do
that
your best.
That was an extremely smooth opening for a guy that had to knock a little rust off.
Sounded rusty still to me. You might need a couple hours to work out the kinks.
Well, I won't divulge what I thought yesterday listening to you open the show. But
we did great. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it was fine. It was a good effort.
I thought we had a fine
Who'd
show.
Who'd you have on the show? I only
Taylor
listened to
Eldridge.
The first 20 minutes.
That was it.
I
got stonewalled by several others.
And today you're getting stonewalled on five questions.
I am. I'm not very
what
good.
What is it with you?
I'm not very good at booking guests, apparently.
Well, five questions is your baby.
It is, and I tried, but there's only so much time that I have.
Well, what do I have? A lot of time? I made one call and got a guest.
Well, I don't have anybody's number. That's my problem. I don't really like saving numbers. I don't keep a whole lot of numbers.
I've got more numbers in my phone.
I don't know many people. I got a new phone, and I didn't even transfer all of mine over, so let me even see how many
Why'd you get a new phone?
Because I was due for an upgrade.
What is it?
This Galaxy S9 Plus.
Why don't you go with the iPhone?
I don't know why. I want the Google Pixel, but they don't have that on Sprint.
I'm going to go get the iPhone 10.
I have 119 people in my phone. That's it.
How do you tell that?
It gets at the bottom.
Where?
It might not be on yours, but if you go to contacts and scroll all the way to the bottom.
That'll take me a while.
Then click the Z or the last letter and just go and scroll down from there.
That'll take a while. I'm getting tweets as I speak here. Good grief, people.
People have missed you.
Apparently. Have I just become that popular?
It doesn't say. That's too bad.
Suffice it
to say, you have more than 119.
Let me see. 2,620.
That's too many. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Why do I have that many contacts?
I don't know.
I don't talk to two people a day.
Exactly. So what's the point?
2,600 contacts.
But you know more people. You've interviewed a lot of people. You have people in, I sound like Trump, I have the best people.
I do have the best people. Now that you say it, contact list.
You got League 42 folks. Now I'm self-conscious about saying people.
We got a lot to talk to. I want to talk about the Major League Baseball playoffs. I want to talk about KU and the sudden, what's the opposite of invincibility? The sudden
vulnerability
of Bill Self. Lots of stuff to get to today, but I was listening to Ted Woodward's sports report. He was talking about Hutchinson, 7-1 Hutchinson, playing tomorrow against Dodge City. You've got Garden City at 6-0 in the Jayhawk Conference, and then you've got Independence.
Poor Independence.
1-5.
What in the world happened?
And apparently, they're just imploding.
From what I've
been told.
Well, that might make good TV. Thank goodness, because anything else would be completely uninteresting.
Well, but is that going to be interesting?
Watching Jason Brown implode? Yeah, I think it will.
And is that show still moving forward?
Well, I don't know. Their first game, they couldn't get the film crew out there, so I think this has been...
What do you mean they couldn't get the film crew?
They were filming it at a high school because that's where, I don't know if it was Dodge City or whatever, but where the high school plays, and they had to have the high school's authorization, and they said no or something like that.
They said no?
Yeah, they couldn't film, so the first game they didn't get on camera.
Well, that's nuts. What is Dodge City thinking?
I don't know if it was Dodge City,
listen,
but I think it was.
Whoever it is, what are they doing? I mean, don't be ridiculous, Dodge City.
Dodge
City.
I don't know if it was Dodge City.
I'm throwing Dodge City, the entire place, under the bus based upon your assertion that Dodge City wouldn't let
I'm
Netflix.
Pretty sure it was Dodge City. Their first game was against Dodge City. So
all
there
right,
you go.
Dodge City, you're under the bus. Bad luck, Dodge City.
It's not great. But this is the guy who talked smack on everyone on worldwide television last year, streaming television. So Dodge City may have not been jumping at the gun to say, yeah, sure, we'll have him.
Well, my entertainment needs were met by that show. Now, I don't know what year two will be like. I just hope our interview makes the cut.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. But there's a different kind of story to tell than, hey, everything looks great.
What are they going to do? That is shocking that they're this bad.
It is. And Malik Henry ended up back there, and he's not happy from all indications. The quarterback, I think that's his name.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know. Game six tonight, National League Championship Series. I think the Brewers get this one, and we go to game seven.
I don't. I think this series is over.
Are you nuts?
It's over.
Why do you say that?
It's just over. It was over the minute Wade Miley came out of game five. That was the end of the series.
Why? Why would you assert that?
It jumped the shark. The Brewers jumped the shark.
Wait a minute. Plans, you're a guy that I thought would be totally on board with that move.
I'm not on board with it, but
isn't
let's
that
relax
the ultimate
a little bit.
Sabermetrics move?
It's not a sabermetrics move.
Isn't that the ultimate?
It's a trying to stay ahead of the other team move, and it was dumb. I mean, it's just let's just
why
call
was
it what
dumb?
It is.
The kid Woodruff, who's going to be an incredible pitcher, or already is, came in and did a good job. The problem with the Brewers is that they're not hitting.
Now you can't use him probably tonight because what
you can use him tomorrow.
There's not going to be a tomorrow.
The problem with the Milwaukee Brewers right now is that they're not hitting.
They can't hit.
They are no. That's stupid.
They can't hit.
Of course they can hit.
You know what I mean?
Well, you just said they can't hit.
They haven't hit. What do you?
There you go. That's better.
They can't hit in this series.
Well, they haven't hit in this series would be even more appropriate term. But I think Milwaukee gets this tonight.
Okay.
Now, the question I have with all of these games, even on a weekend, on these games that start at 7:30.
Too late.
Can I hang? I hung last night. I got to the end.
I saw
Boston celebrate. The night before, I didn't. And that was a classic game. I had to record it, get up the next morning to see Benintendi's catch.
Crazy.
How many people were robbed of seeing Benintendi rob the Houston Astros?
Probably quite a few.
Doesn't that irk you?
A little, because, yeah, I had to watch it later, too. And it was like, wow, that's literally the game right there.
Now, I want you to pull up a chair, because I went to extensive research on this. Here are the times of the games so far in the Major League Baseball postseason. There have been 24 postseason games. I'll ask you, what are you who are you texting?
Well, we had a five-question snafu. Should we go with this person or go with your guy?
Go with that guy next week. We'll worry about that later.
Well,
Nobody wants to hear that now. How many of the 24? Text him later.
I'm listening.
How many of the 24 postseason games have been played in less than 3 hours?
One.
That's correct. Is that a guess?
I didn't think it would be zero, so.
One. How many of the 24 postseason games have gone 4 hours or more?
Seven.
Six. How many of the postseason games have gone 3 hours and a half or more?
Of
the 24?
14.
17.
Okay.
This is ludicrous.
Yeah. I don't agree with that.
You do too.
No, I don't. Every football game takes 3.5 hours now. You turn on Fox at noon, it spills
but
over into the...
But they're football games. They're once a week. They're hitting us with these baseball games that last 3.5 hours every...
I don't care about that. If the game started at 5,
you know,
I'd watch
it. Timed a deal last night where I can't remember who was pitching, and I can't remember who was batting.
Okay.
But I timed three pitches, just three. I thought about doing more. Well, there were 42 seconds between the first pitch, 29 on the second, and 46 on the third. You're talking about three pitches that last 2.5 minutes. We can't have this in the game. And the reason was there was a mound visit. There was batters stepping out.
How much time between NFL plays? They run it at 40 seconds, right? Isn't that the play
clock?
Yeah,
but they get it. They get them off quicker than that.
No, there's no way. And a kickoff, and then a commercial, and then they don't even huddle.
They don't even huddle up in that league anymore. Football moves much quicker than baseball, and you're ridiculous if you don't say that.
Still anyway.
Basketball's up and down. There's action all the time. Baseball's got to figure something out.
Well, basketball's the best game. Can we just say that?
Wait a minute. You are now saying
the most efficient, entertaining game. It's not the best game, but you know what I'm saying. It's the most fan-friendly game, right?
Well, what about soccer? It moves.
No. Nobody scores.
Yeah, but it moves.
So?
This is hard for me to say. I love baseball, but they are these guys that are doing all the numbers and
that has nothing to do with
the game. What do you mean? The game started getting longer with that.
The games have been long for
guys
a while.
Guys pulling a card out of their pocket. Well, I got to play this guy 3 feet over because he has. It's just irritating.
No, that's how you win.
By pulling a card out of
your back pocket. The Astros and you cheat. So
out of your back pocket, that helps you win.
Yeah, it does. Defensive positioning, that's how the Cubs won the World Series 2 years ago with our guy Tommy Hotovy.
Why don't you just know the stuff? Back in my day, the players would have known where to play.
You know every scouting report on every player. That's hard to believe.
Toby's up. Toby, you're on the drive.
Hey, Bob, you're absolutely right. This game is absolutely mind-blowingly slow. My opinion is, I think the Red Sox intentionally delayed pitches to throw off the Astro batters. I think it was an intentional thing they did because it was ridiculous.
Well, the umpires call time when the batter wants time. They've got to do something, man. I'm telling you, it is not enjoyable for me. And I'm the
call it a game, a classic.
I'm the biggest baseball guy in the world.
Well, I don't get it. You just called game five.
Yeah, it was a classic, except I couldn't see it. Games can be classic if they don't last 4 hours.
They can if they do.
You started the conversation saying they last too long. Now, what happened?
When did I say that? I said they don't. I said football lasts just as long.
You said you can't make up. You can't stay up for the game.
No, I'm an old man, and there's a difference.
You're 35.
I'm old. I'm almost 36.
So 35-year-olds can't stay up. 63-year-olds can't stay up. Kids aren't introduced to the game on television because they're long in bed. Who's watching? Just the people in the towns that are playing?
Maybe.
And that's good for baseball.
I don't know what's good for baseball. I don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about
baseball. Is it good
baseball seems like it's in pretty good shape right now. Local television ratings are skyrocketing. People go to games. People are invested in their teams.
The attendance was down. It was down markedly. Even the television numbers were down. The Cardinals had the most television viewers in Major League Baseball, but their numbers were down. You're not getting it. And it's guys like you who bury your heads in the sand.
I'm not burying my head in the sand.
And refuse to see that there's an issue.
I just don't think the game is in trouble.
You watch what happens this offseason. This will be the talk of the offseason. Listen to this, okay? Listen.
Oh, let's hear it.
3:32. I'm going to go through these times, people. Pull up a chair. Invite your friends.
This isn't how you get kids involved in the game.
This is what I'm about to do is big-time action. 3:32, 3:35, 4:33. That's a 9-inning game. 4 hours and 33 minutes. Come on, man.
It's a long time.
That's a 9-inning game. Here's a 4-0 game, 3:25. 3:45, 3:32, 4:03, 4:02, 3:28, 4:02, 3:42, 3:41, 3:14, 3:36, 3:12. I mean, anything in the 3:12 range now is like short. 3:31, 3:36, 3:45, 3:41, 2:35. Dodgers beat the Braves 3-0. Back in the NLDS. 404-313-425, and the 13-inning game that Colorado won over Chicago in the wild card was 4 hours and 55 minutes.
That's a while.
13 innings. And okay. And 3 runs scored.
Okay.
There are people who were at that game who are still traumatized.
Why would you be upset about being at a baseball game?
I'm not, Jeff. I'm saying that for the good of the game.
That's not what people care about, though.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I don't think that they do.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think people care about how long a game is.
No, not if they go to it. Maybe. Maybe if they, although there's no one going to hang out for 5 hours at a ballpark watching a game. There's just not. But if you're watching at home and you sit little Jimmy down as a 9-year-old and say, I want you to watch this game. I think you'll love baseball. And it goes for 5 hours. Jimmy's likely to clobber you over the head.
Show 4 innings.
I don't know why
Jimmy will be fine.
Jimmy doesn't like. I mean, these kids have the attention span of a gnat nowadays. They're not going to sit there and watch this. You got to move it along.
Just go. You can. The floor is yours. Just go.
You don't have anything.
I don't have much on this, no.
But you haven't stayed up to watch one of these games.
Yeah, but I don't stay up to watch anything. I'm in bed at 8:20.
But you're a baseball guy.
Right, but my team's out, and I don't care who wins any game for the rest of the year.
I want to see baseball. I love the game. But
so
boy,
do I.
When it drags
my team
on,
lost.
Listen,
they got
if, the,
cheated
game, if
against,
the game was moving along at a quick pace and it lasted 3 hours and 10 minutes, I'd be great. These games don't move along. There's meetings at the mound, even
well,
though they've tried
Craig
to limit
Council's
them.
Council's responsibility.
There's worried about stealing signs. There's batters stepping out. And
so the only thing you can do is make fundamental changes to the game to fix this.
Right.
So you can't go to the mound. You can't change pitchers in the middle of an inning. You have to make all these radical rules.
Which of these should be baseball's priority in the offseason to address game times? We give you 4 choices. This poll is on Twitter. You can get it at KFH Radio. Pitch clock, batter stay in the box, pitch sign technology. I heard him talking about this the other day. Rather than flashing the signals and a pitcher doing, you know, the waving it off for new signs, and you're so worried about people stealing signs, there's apparently coming technology where you don't have to do that.
Yeah, no chance that'll work.
And then fewer mound visits. 47 votes in, 47% say time for a pitch clock. And it is time for a pitch clock. And it needs to be enforced.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's dangerous.
How?
When you speed up how quickly a pitcher
has to work.
Have
you gone to the NBC World Series?
Yeah, those are...
I'm frustrating you, aren't I? This is what you call... I'm so badly winning this debate.
Well, it's not really a win or a lose thing. I don't know if pitchers in the NBC World Series get injured at a higher rate when they're having to work quicker than they should. It increases fatigue when you don't have enough time between pitches.
You sound
and when you're
like
pitching
a,
tired, you're more likely to get hurt.
You sound like a little...
So you want every pitcher to get hurt now?
By moving the game along?
Pitch clock is a great in theory. It's just bad in practice. It's not a good idea. Let pitchers take the time they need so they can stay healthy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm astounded. It's almost like you'll take any side
no,
of any.
I believe that.
You really believe that pitchers are, there's more likelihood of getting hurt if they work within a 20-second pitch clock.
Yes,
so they get the ball on
time.
The mound, and they step on the rubber, and they have 20 seconds to pitch.
Right, and these pitchers are pitching with max effort.
So are the pitchers in the NBC.
High stress. No, they're not. Those are
they're not pitching with max
no,
effort?
No, it's way different.
So the Santa Barbara Foresters aren't trying when they're out.
They're trying. It's just not the same as being a big league pitcher and working against a big league hitter. It's just not the same.
Well, 869-1240, if you'd like to weigh in on that, because I'm unbelievably amazed that you've taken this stance.
I don't disagree necessarily that games should be shorter, but anything you do to make that happen is
well,
going
it used to
be
shorter.
is going. I know, but as
the game times in Major League Baseball used to be 2.5 hours.
But the game has evolved or
no,
devolved.
No, it's devolved.
Whatever your opinion is
it's
on
devolved.
That.
It's devolved.
Fine. But the game has advanced in one direction or the other, and now
this
it's different.
Isn't advancement.
Then it's, well, you can advance backward.
I got you so rattled right now. I'm surprised you can even formulate a word.
You don't have to always advance forward, I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong about that definition.
How do you advance backward? Adam, hello. Adam, are you there?
I'm here, sorry, yep.
Go for it.
Hey, Jeff, do you like to play clock in football?
I don't know if I like it or dislike it. I'm relatively neutral on it.
Because it's the same concept as a pitch clock in baseball. Those athletes are going 100% every play.
It's different than throwing a baseball, which is not a natural way for the body to be used.
Adam, thank you. I'm going to explain something to the listeners. Then we'll take a break, and Chad will get to you and anybody else who's calling after the break. Jeff is famous for this. If you don't know anything else about Jeff,
I'm not famous for anything.
He takes the opposite view on everything.
You've thought about
that. And wings it. And doesn't and has no thought process.
You thought about that's crazy.
To
I
defend
don't have a thought
himself.
Process.
And we'll get me back in a minute with Chad. You're listening to The Drive on KFH Radio. The assault of Jeff Lutz.
Bring it.
Continues after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.